this one now, my own experience.
Yeah, sadhu, very good.
Personal experience will, how you call that, give a lot of faith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's not theory, you know, it's not theory. Okay, you have to go through it, experience it, and you have to study to see a
Yeah,
better reaction.
correct.
Even if you not experience.
Yes.
Now, I will start with being a two jalan. So you're always very heedless. So you just, when you're not happy, you have this agitation of the mind, you will heat up. The first thing is your reaction, respond to your whatever stirring of the mind, you will heat up.
Yeah,
So
continue.
being heedless, you don't have the mindfulness to be aware of what you are doing.
Yeah.
So you just heat up to satisfy your ego.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you actually not aware of what you do, no? Okay,
Correct.
you just, I would say, blindly do, no? Okay, but once you have the sati, the mindfulness, okay, so when you learn your so-called dharma and you cultivate patipatti, so you have mindfulness in your daily life activities. So when, example, I don't want to mention name,
Yeah,
later my husband will hit me.
yeah. Okay.
So he said something, you know, blah, 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 you know, then I hear, wow, unpleasant. So you stop there, you know, you stop there. You stop there, and then you say, avoid all evil. You, Dhamma Pada will come out
That's
already.
why
Say,
the Yoniso
yes.
Manasikara, they will
Come out.
immediately,
So
spontaneously
you
surface.
want to protect your karma, you know, you want to protect your karma, you know. You don't want to heat up. Say, Amitabha, and I understand the world is the world. He is the way he
There
is,
is
you know.
sadhu.
So you don't react, and you will say something nice to him so that he feel, oh, soothing, soothing, you know, soothing. Some people.
Especially your own husband or spouse, you tell him thank you so much. Oh, he will be very surprised.
Yes, exactly.
Otherwise, every time I give one.
Yes. So you avoid an argument, and then you have peace, you know, you have peace, you know. Wow, very good. So, okay, but to a putu jana that doesn't have mindfulness,
They
wow,
cannot stop.
you stop.
Straight away they
Then
react.
you shock. I cannot lose out to you. I
Correct,
cannot let you set hey.
correct,
This is how
correct, correct.
people think.
Especially the spouse that want to dominate the
Yes,
wife.
yes, yes.
So
So
that
that
one, ibu hobi no every time. Kalau kau ni lu aneh kon, PATI, kau tak payah cocok, the dominating one. Then,
So this is very, very important in daily life, you know. I mean, husband and wife relationship is like that. Siblings also the same thing, you know.
Same. Your children also
Yes,
say.
siblings also the same thing. This one, I find it very, very good to cultivate every
Correct.
day. This one, every day happen,
Yeah, every day
so
happen.
if you cannot keep this, in mind, why every
Yeah.
day you really create a lot of negative karma.
Yeah.
No stop. That's why, the house will be not peaceful, the family
Correct.
not.
Lack of harmony and
Yes,
all
lack
those
of
things.
harmony. That's the reason, lack of harmony, you know.
Then some more never mind. Inside their heart, everybody not happy on. Bosong, bosong, bosong. So the negative energy, away no. Then the deva also did not come. Because how to come to that house? Every day also, So very important. When there is harmony, then you on the Metta Sutta or you on the Buddhist chanting or you listen to Dhamma talk, the Deva will come, the Dhamma protector will rejoice and protect you. That's why a lot of what they call side effect, spin-off, which human being doesn't understand. Yeah, what you brought out is very true.
Yes. So the other part of it is, it's just not one time, you know. It's accumulated, you know, accumulated.
Correct, correct.
Wow, this discussion no end one, no. Today you say this incident, then the next day it happened, wow, it will bring up the old
The
story
old
and old
grandmother
story
story
and
again.
old story. Oh my God, you know. So old grandfather story from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, you know. Wow, no ending one, no.
That's what memory is all about.
Yes. So this one, we have to cut it off, you know, to make. So if you cut it off, your baggage, Can you imagine you're
Correct,
carrying
correct, correct.
40 years on your shoulder, you know, 40 years on your shoulder? Do you want to bring to your next life? You know, you must consider that also. So this life, next life also one time.
Correct, because you must end it. That's why resolve it amicably.
Yes.
Then don't create karmic repercussion. Don't continue all this. You suffer not enough, and you still want to suffer.
No wrong, right?
Correct. Yes.
So very important.
Yes.
No wrong.
Because that is the truth. The truth. The reality. Thing is just the way it is. No right, no wrong one. Right and wrong come from what? The individual's perception. Right, according to who? To you or to your husband? Then, if he is right, you can never be right because he and you, the valley already, but if both also can be right, means both have Dhamma, the Sana, Sadhu, then it's different. But very rare you can find both have Dhamma, very rare. Yeah. So that's why you need the understanding to free. That's why you have to be very patient. So sometimes, like my wife, we also know, because my son also got a type of, they call habits. He is not to say no good or what, but he is the way he is. When he don't like, he tell you, Ma, enough, no more. Yeah, my wife sometimes wants to like too good, or wants to like take care of you, then try to do something for you. Then he will say, I want, I will ask from you, or I take from you. Because he is not ready to, my son is like that one, where he got certain things he want to resolve it first. He don't want you to tell him other things, because it will interrupt his action and all that. And he's very systematic. So you have to understand. That's why I say after that, I say, oh damn, okay, enough. Then resolve. But he also very reasonable. Then sometimes he also feel bad when he's talking to his parents. So he understands too. But over the years, we have developed this understanding, then we just let things be. He has his behavior. We have to accept him for what he is. And he is intelligent too. And he's a very good son. So what else you want? You want to then create misunderstanding for what? Understand? So life is for us to develop the understanding to decide what type of life we want to lead. If we choose to be heedful, to be mindful, to be aware, to have the understanding, to be at peace with all people and all situations, then we are very happy. The family unit is full of harmony, understanding. That's why the family unit can be what it is. Then when we text him and say we have arrived at Sampo Temple safely, he rejoice, say, yay! I mean, these are the happy behavior. And you can see, he respond. Eh? He actually care for us. But in his own way, that's why people are just the way they are. So when you understand them, things become different. There is a lot of harmony born of understanding. The worst thing is, when there is conflict through misunderstanding, that is the worst. And that one always delusion set in, the evil root set in. So what you share is very relevant, very good. Thank you so much, Project. So law of karma, now you understand, cultivator of the way, they really appreciate. Because they see, never walk out to do all these things. What type of life? You hold the key to your own life destiny, like I always say. To be happy or unhappy or miserable is entirely your choice. So learn to choose wisely. Don't choose to be deludedly. Following the old way. So all these things is beautiful.